On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be finishing up our review of the many Bluegrassical high points of 2017 with tunes from Spigma Award winners such as The Farmhands, Junior Sisk, Flat Lonesome, and Rhonda Vincent, as well as IBMA Momentum Award winners Mile 12, Jesse Smathers, Carly Arrowwood, Triskin Scroggins, and Casey Campbell. I'm Dave Viggs, and we'll be remembering 2017 and bidding fond farewell to it as well. Coming up, this high-flying, high-falutin, high-toned edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll launch this star-studded extravaganza with a group that took home six, count them, six Spigma Awards, including Album of the Year. These are the Farmhands in the title track of that project, the song of the year as well, Dig in the Dirt.
As I watched my daddy working out in the fields, we prayed for rain so we could pay the bills. He said a wise man better learn as he goes, cause life's a mighty long road to hoe. You got to dig, dig, dig in the dirt. Plant those seeds down in the earth. Have a little faith and put in the work.
You got to
dig. Dig in the dirt. We were up with the chickens and we worked till dawn. Mama used to tell me, gotta do my part. By the sweat of my brow, row after row, made a man out of me as I watched it grow. You got to dig. Plant those seeds down in the earth. Have a little faith and put in the work.
You got to
dig, dig in the dirt. When hard times are calling, there's still mouths to feed. Praying's not the only thing we do on our knees. You got to dig, dig, dig in the dirt. Plant those seeds down in the earth. Have a little faith and put in the work.
You got to
dig, dig in the dirt. You got to have a little faith and put in the work. Dig, dig in the dirt.
Rhonda Vincent and the Rage, winners of 5 Spigma Awards themselves with All About the Banjo from their All the Rage Volume 1 outing. That tune was written by the Spigma Banjo Player of the Year, Aaron McDerris. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, where we'll be respectfully saluting some of the many Spigma and IBMA award winners of 2017. A year so big and so full of highlights that it's taken us 2 shows to get to this point, and we're still only scratching the surface. We'll continue with one of the most coveted awards, the Spigma Male Vocalist of the Year, which went to the great Junior Sisk.
As I grew from a child, I started running wild. I thought it would be better on my own. Now time has shown me things I couldn't see, and the mountains are calling me home. I left mom and dad, they were so sad. I still see them crying all alone. I hope and I pray they're still there today, 'cause the mountains are calling me home. I spent my wasted years with heartaches and tears. It's no
tears in your eyes, whoa.
Flat Lonesome, the 2017 Spigma Vocal Group of the Year, Bluegrass Band of the Year, and home of the Female Vocalist of the Year, the group's fiddler, Charlie Robertson, gave us I'm Not Afraid to Be Alone from the band's Mountain Home disc, Silence in These Walls. And Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice led things off with The Mountains Are Calling Me Home, the fine title track to the group's Mountain Fever recording. In the Spigma world, Spigma is short for Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass in America, no band hit it clean out of the ballpark and into the next county like the Farmhands. Bassist Daryl Mosley was named the Songwriter of the Year. Tim Graves was named the Dobro Player of the Year for the ninth year in a row. As mentioned at the top of the show, Dig in the Dirt was named the Bluegrass Album of the Year as well as the Bluegrass Song of the Year. And the band was also named Gospel Group of the Year as well as the big one, Entertainer of the Year. These are the boys singing one of Daryl's fine originals, All the Way Home.
Fishing with Daddy too late in the day. The sun sinking deep in the sky. We cut through the woods. It was scary and dark. And I'm trying hard not to cry. Daddy, what if there's a snake or a bear? What if there's things I can't see? Daddy just smiled, said, son, you'll be fine. Just walk and stay close to me. Just follow me, 'cause I know the way, and you would be lost on your own. Me inside, and you'll be all right, and I'll lead you all the way home. Sitting in church, singing just as I am. But this time it's more than a song. The preacher said I must give Jesus my heart if I want to make heaven my home. But I said, Lord, what if I still make mistakes? Sometimes I don't read or pray. Then a sweet wave of peace swept right over me. He said, I'll be there each step of the way. Just follow me, 'cause I know the way, and you would be lost on your own. Keep me in sight, and you'll be all right, and I'll lead you all the way home. Now Daddy's in heaven with Jesus, his Savior, and I know someday I will be. But I still hear those words when I'm facing the darkness, keep walking and stay close to me. Just follow me, 'cause I know the way, and you would be lost on your own. Keep me in sight, and you'll be all right, and I'll lead you all the way home. I'll lead you all the way home.
The band that cleaned house, Spigma Award-wise anyway, the Farmhands with All the Way Home from their award-winning album, Dig in the Dirt. We'll let the boys take us on up to and through our break with another tune from Dig in the Dirt, written by the Dobro Player of the Year, Tim Graves. This is a little bit of the Rezzo Ride. Dave Higgs, and it'll continue to be High Blue and Lonesome Award City right after our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned, about to unleash the 2017 IBMA Momentum Award winners. Momentum Awards focus on artists and business folks who are in the early years of their bluegrassical careers. Performance awards go to one band, three instrumentalists, and one vocalist. In this case, mandolinist Jesse Smathers of the Lonesome River Band.
My last dollar, I keep spending my whole life just digging. Just this morning when you gave me that smile, you did it again. You sent me over the edge, had me spinning like a leaf in the wind. Those feelings I had the first time we met, baby, what started then hasn't stopped yet. I'm still
The newest member of the Darren and Brooke Aldridge Band, fiddler Carly Arrowood from Union Mills, North Carolina, still in her teens, but tearing things up on the fiddle circuit. For her musical exploits and excellence, she was one of three 2017 IBMA Instrumental Momentum Award winners. That was Darren and Brooke singing Still Falling on their Mountain Fever disc, Faster and Farther. And the 2017 IBMA Vocal Momentum Award winner, Jesse Smathers, sang Diggin' from the Lonesome River Band's latest venture, Mahaley's House. Prior to his stellar work with LRB, Jesse played with James King, Nothing Fancy, and High Voltage. The IBMA Band Momentum Award was doled out to Mile 12, a young band from the Boston area that formed in 2014, a hard-driving quintet that exquisitely walks that tightrope that separates contemporary from traditional bluegrass. From their self-titled release, this is Ain't Coming Back.
I gave you one too many chances. and see this smile on my face. Remember the day you threw it all away. I ain't coming back to this old old place.
Jeff Scroggins in Colorado picking Dismal Niche from their Ramblin' Feels Good outing. That band features Jeff's son Tristan on the mandolin, guitar, bass, and banjo. And for his musical exploits, he was presented with one of three IBMA Momentum Awards for instrumentalists. And Mile 12, the IBMA Band Momentum Award winner, was immediately prior with Ain't Coming Back from their self-titled release. The third IBMA Instrumental Momentum Award winner, mandolinist Casey Campbell, who currently plays with the Brian Sutton Band, will escort us through our coming break with a few bars of Ode to Bill Monroe, which Casey plays in tandem with the great Jesse McReynolds on his Mandolin Duets Volume 1 CD. Dave Higgs, and we'll be finishing our walk back through 2017 by focusing in on the five Spigma Awards Rhonda Vincent and The Rage brought home, collectively and individually, as soon as our Lumen Break runs its course here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned with the other big Spigma Award winner, perennial favorite Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, who garnered five trophies, one behind the farmhands, including Instrumental Group of the Year, and five awards going to the various band members. Aaron McDerris was named Banjo Performer of the Year, Mickey Harris won on the bass fiddle, Hunter Berry on the fiddle, and Josh Williams on guitar. This is Josh with Always Have, Always Will.
Down.
Rhonda Vincent in the Rage, featuring Spigma Fiddler, Performer of the Year, Hunter Berry with Wow Baby. That's from the band's All the Rage Volume 1 release, recorded live during May 2015 at the Bethel Performing Arts Center, located near the Bethel University campus in Northwest Tennessee. And the band's guitarist, Josh Williams, began matters with Always Have, Always Will, from Josh's solo outing, Modern Day Man. You're hearing all the award-laced madness thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs parked at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Bassist Mickey Harris, who has been keeping Rhonda Vincent in the Rage in perfect time since his arrival in the band in 2002, was named the 2017 Spigma Bass Fiddle Performer of the Year. He's also a great vocalist, as he demonstrates on this next tune, swiped from former bandmates Kristen Scott Benson's Stringworks project. This is Mickey singing lead and all the harmony parts on Sink or Swim.
The ocean tonight, I've been trying to see the other side. They say that you can see forever from out here, but from where I'm sitting now, forever ain't too clear. It's time to tell her how I feel. I know it's time to take her hand, or let it go. It's time to sink or swim. A direction to start moving in. Settle down forever or get back out on my own again. Oh, it's time to sink or swim. Well, the tide's coming in and the night's running out, and I'm still going. To start moving in, settle down forever or get back out on my own again. Oh, it's time to sink or swim.
When I tried to do things my own way, my face. Guess I was just too young to understand. Mama would always say to me, what was meant to be will surely be. And sometimes the best laid plans are in God's hands. Just 18 when I left home, thought I could make it on my own. When you know it all, how hard can it be? When you're living fast, it don't take long till every cent you have is gone. Thank God my folks never turned their backs on. When I try to do things my own way, there's times I fall flat on my face. Guess I was just too young to understand. Mama would always say to me, what was meant to be will surely be. And sometimes the best laid plans are in God's hands. Now I've got a family of my own. That was the Lord's plan all along. So I'd help my kids to understand. Sometimes the best laid plans are in God's hands. When I try to do things my own way, times I fall flat on my face. Guess I'm still too young to understand. Mama's words come back to me. What was meant to be will always be. And sometimes the best laid plans are in God's hands. In God's hands. In God's hands.
Larry Stevenson, who tied with Danny Roberts for the 2017 SPGMA Mandolin Performer of the Year Award, gave us Best Laid Plans from his Weep Little Willow CD. And SPGMA-based Fiddler Performer of the Year, Mickey Harris, sang Sink or Swim on Kristen Scott Benson's Stringworks release. Larry's co-award winner, Danny Roberts, will conclude our three-part retrospective on the Bluegrassical Doings of 2017 with a little bit of the new Gil Ramble from Danny's Nighthawk release. And on that high, happy, don't the twin mandolins of Danny Roberts and Ronnie McCurry sound just fine? Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll get 2018 started off with a bang by unleashing the latest offerings from Remington Rye, John Reichman and the Jaybirds, the Wilson Banjo Company, Black River Review, and the infamous String Dusters. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be in the thick of the new Bluegrass CD bins on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.